Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and thanks for tuning into the show. Thanks for all the support that we've gotten, especially our Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, where we had a huge turnout earlier in the week. Our next guest is Larry Putterman, founder and CEO of Larry Putterman Consulting. Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Jeffrey? Good to be here.
Thank you very much. I know we're going to talk about boards and boards of advisors. And why don't you first tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're doing, you know, for your work every day?
What I do is I help companies that are stuck get unstuck. And these may be problems. These may be restructuring areas. That's what I do in my consulting. But what I really love to do is to use my knowledge from being a successful serial entrepreneur and help companies with their long-range plans. And I do that as a board director or board of advisor.
Right. So what kind of boards are you sitting on right now?
Right now, in fact, I was just, I'm here now because I was attending a board meeting yesterday and the day before. And the company is in the automotive aftermarket, and they make oil filters, cabin filters, windshield wipers, and one of the big topics yesterday was the president's tariffs that are on China.
Right.
That are affecting the company. So this company is a very progressive company. They've got four insiders and three independent board members. And it's an interesting company. Everybody agrees. So sometimes you get on these boards and half the people agree, half the people don't agree. So we get a lot done in the meetings. So we're helping this company grow from a low middle market company to taking the next step.
So what do you think are the most important elements in building a board or a board of advisor?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Jeffrey. Building a board depends on the size of the company. Let's take a company that's a $5 million to $50 million. Usually there's ownership, if it's a family business or a private business, of two, three, or four individuals. Usually one person owns the majority of the stock, and it's the most important thing is to find out those types of skills that are not in the company right now, and where the company has to go. And that's where you find, you know, you got to find the directors with those types of skills. I'm a little bit different. I'm a real independent director where usually I come in and I am, I usually don't know that much about the industry, but the thing is that the industries that I've been, we solve the same problems as the industry that I may be on the board of, and giving different solutions to the same problems will make that company more competitive.
Interesting. Now you have a history yourself of coming out of a family business, right?
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I started out in the shoe business. I worked with my father. I had for about 25 years. That's how I know New England. it was an unbelievable experience. My father was a great mentor. Unfortunately, he recently passed away this year at 94.
Wow.
Where
do you sign up for that deal? 94 is not too bad.
He was a great guy, and when he brought me into the business, he said, I had just graduated from University of Denver. He said, making shoes is the easy part. He says, I'm going to bring in consultants to teach you how to actually run a business. Even though you've been in college, I want you to know the practicality. So he brought financial people in. He brought individuals to teach me about inventory, about scheduling, about selling. And that's how I learned the business. And he let me make he was a tough guy, but he let me make decisions at an early age, which have impacted my career and becoming a serial entrepreneur today.
Right. And how long did you have the business for?
We were in business for almost 40 years. And I was there for approximately 25 years working with my dad.
And when the business was, I assume, sold, did you then immediately go into consulting?
No. It's very interesting because what I did is I had another business that I had started in the Dominican Republic. I was the largest independent contractor of shoe uppers, people like Timberland. I worked with Sidney Schwartz, Sperry Topsider, Bass Weegens. So we made the uppers in Dominican Republic and sent them to the United States to have the bottoms put on. And I did that for approximately 20 years. And then from that business, I started doing consulting. I was on boards, bank boards, local bank board. And from there, I decided that I wanted to try something different. So I looked at about 60 businesses and found something very interesting. I found three businesses that were technology businesses, and these businesses were part of other businesses, divisions, or just a portion of a business. And the owners said, if we didn't have to cover the nut, this is what I do. So I ended up on my way to Nantucket. I stopped in. I met my partner to be, and got into the cloud computing business. So the shoe skills and the mentoring that my father gave me the skills to go into any type of business.
Okay. Larry, if somebody wanted to get hold of you, look at you maybe for some board positions, how would they find you?
Well, first of all, I'm on the internet. I write a blog on boards and board positions. You can find me at Larry at LarryPutterman.com. Or you can just check my website, LarryPutterman.com.
Great. Everybody, we've been thank you for being on the show today. I want to tell everybody again, we've been speaking with Larry Putterman, founder, CEO, Larry Putterman Consulting. I just want to make sure I got that right again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.